We call them bayonets, you know, but the Coxy Yard in France is where the old time is, wasn't it? It was real good. Fried dough is delicious, man. You take dough and just fry it in, you know, a lot of cooking oil.
Yeah.
And then you eat that with coffee. Everybody ate something with coffee. They just didn't drink coffee. You had biscuits with coffee, or you had little bayonets or something, with your coffee. That was a meal, as a matter of fact, in the afternoon. Before you had supper, you ate around 3 o'clock, everybody had their coffee.
That's what I heard, like you only had 2 meals in the day.
That's it. You had breakfast. You eat breakfast around 10 o'clock. That's 2 eggs. You laugh over this breakfast. 2 eggs with rice and French fries. All mixed together. And believe me, I still eat. That is my favorite meal today, and so are my children.
No kidding.
That's their favorite meal. Fried egg, and usually with a cucumber and tomato salad, you know?
Yeah.
From the garden, that is the meal. You tell it to people, say, well, you got two starches and too much cholesterol. They all worry about them. That don't mean nothing. And like I get back to my grandmother lived 99 years and never had been to a doctor. One time she went to Charity Hospital in New Orleans because she fell down and broke her hip. And at that time, she was 96 years old. Other than that, never been to a doctor in her life. And had all her bottom teeth. Never went to a doctor. Didn't know what a doctor was. And they ate all that stuff.
Yeah.
No sickness, no nothing. She lived, she eats a lot of fruits. She was always eating fruits. Big bowls of fruits all the time. Bananas, grapes, oranges, apples. Always ate fruits.
Yeah.
And they ate fried eggs and rice and with French fries.
Okay. Do you ever make galette? You know what that was? Would you ever take a lump of dough, biscuit dough maybe, and just bake it up in the oven in a pan?
Yeah,
that was what?
That's what they were, I believe that's what they did call in galette.
All right.
Galette means something cooked kind of flat. Galette means more or less a flat.
Any sort of, you know what Johnny cake was, or?
Ginger cake, Johnny cake, the thing that was made kind of like this, and it was long, and you get them. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. What was that now?
We call them ginger cakes. You know, it was baked, and you could make them in the oven. The old time we would make them, they'd get... If you could get the ginger at that time, it was fine, but he usually put nutmeg on there and a little everything that was in there handy, you know, there was sugar on there or something like that.
Yeah. Any other kind of bread?
Bread, the old times, they used to have the ovens in the yard made out of bricks. It was kind of, you would say today, like if you go to India and you see the buildings and you got that round, well, that's how the oven was made. They had a long pole, and on the end of that pole they had a little ring with a screen on it, or a flat piece of wood on it, and it slide that in that oven and pull it out when it was cooked. They knew when it was cooked. Right down here they used to have that old oven.
What kind of bread were they cooking here?
What they call a cat bread that is around. I don't know if you ever seen them.
Uh-huh.
But they sell them today. The bakers still make them.
There was a difference between the bread. There were two kinds of bread, you know, the kind you made at home and the kind you bought at the store, and that was called?
The kind you bought at the store at that time, the only thing that came from the store was hardtack. You know, if you didn't have a good set of teeth, by the time you took the second bite, you only had a couple of teeth that was gone. It was hard. I mean, you're familiar with hardtack?
Well, that was the stuff you told me would come in 4 days old.
That's right. That was hardtack. You know, you had to dip it in your milk or your coffee for about 5 minutes, or it would soften it up a little bit to eat it. And most of the bread, it was made here. Make their own bread. Make their own pies too. If you go pick blackberries, they'd make their own dough, make their own blackberry pie, you know, things like that.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of cornmeal? What would you call a large cake maybe made out of cornmeal?
What you call cornbread, I never ate cornbread.
You didn't?
I never did like it, and I never did.
Well, you're missing one of the great pleasures in life.
Maybe so, but I don't say I never, I taste it, not even like it. So maybe I hit a bad batch here. But tell me, they got sweet cornbread, and some of them that's not sweet. Some of them had sugar, I guess. But I never could go to cornbread.
Okay. Did you ever know of any different types of ways they would cook it? Like, would you ever see them make it just...